This is Ogrodowski of WeAreChange.org here in Narita, Japan, with an extremely important video detailing the war against ISIS, but most importantly, the war against you and the American people who stand up against tyranny and lies. Now, there's a lot of important developments when it comes to the war in Syria with the Russian bombardment of ISIS. We haven't heard this in the mainstream media, but the Russian foreign minister and Vladimir Putin have actually reached out to the U.S. government, told them to send a delegation so they could have joint steps, collaborations in destroying ISIS. The United States has said no to that invitation. And right now, they're telling the Iraqi government, if you ally with Russia against ISIS, you are our enemy. According to CBS, just 2 days ago, the Joint Chiefs of Staff offered Iraq the opportunity to stay with the United States or be their enemy if they choose Russia with destroying ISIS. The Iraqi Prime Minister, before that, a few days before that, said he would welcome Russian intervention. As we know, Iraq has also signed an intelligence deal with Russia, sharing intelligence together. And right now, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Iraqis have sided with the United States on this critically important decision. Many people are pointing to the fact that Iraq is also heavily burdened with IMF loans, and that may have been a major contribution to their decision. But the question has to be asked, why is the U.S. not joining Russia with destroying ISIS? Why are they telling Iraq not to destroy ISIS with Russia cooperatively together? Now, there's a lot of propaganda right now trying to paint Russia as this aggressor, this human rights violator for bombing Syria. Meanwhile, we've been doing it for a very, very long time. Now, in the UK, The Telegraph reported that they're funding organizations like the White Helmets. The White Helmets have been tweeting recently that the Russian airstrikes in Syria are killing innocent civilians. They actually posted a graphic photo in this tweet that I will not show in this video, but it will be in the description, just like all the sources to our videos that you could see yourself. The picture is of a child bloodied, being taken out of a recent bombed building. They are saying that Russia has done this. This is the organization financed by the UK government. The problem is this photo, same exact photo, was released on September 25th, as you could see in the description with the sources, way before Russian intervention, way before Russian bombing. And of course, this UK organization deleted that tweet so no one would catch it. And of course, in this information war, in this propaganda war, Putin is winning. His approval ratings have jumped to 90%. With all the latest developments of him intervening inside of Syria and actually destroying ISIS. In the United States, crazy extremist neoconservatives like John McCain saying that we need to send the missiles to destroy Russia to stop their aircrafts from destroying ISIS. John McCain openly admits this. He talks about funding the FSA, which is allied with ISIS. He talks about sending weapons and arms to al-Nusra controlled territories. And as we know, al-Nusra is the al-Qaeda branch in Syria, and also cooperating, working together with ISIS. The extremist is openly telling people that we need to stop the bombing of ISIS. Now, of course, the Russians are answering back in a tweet by the Russian embassy at the United Arab Emirates. They posted this very important tweet showing how a lot of the weapons, a lot of the arms have been going to radical Islamic terrorist organizations funded by none other the United States, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey, which are now threatening a full all-out World War III scenario, with Qatar saying that themselves, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia will intervene and bomb and fight against Syria and Russia. Obviously, this is an extremely dangerous situation that we have been breaking down for a very long time, documenting with sources, facts, documents, and people on the ground that the United States has no intention of destroying ISIS. Their allies are helping and supporting them. And it's extremely important information that has been making a huge effect since our videos are getting way more videos than the mainstream media. The U.S. government's response, obviously, we've been pointing to the fact the U.S. government does not want to stop ISIS. They've been funding and financing them and helping them in the Middle East. The U.S. government's response, the Department of Justice, says that they're going to pivot away from ISIS, which obviously they've been funding and supporting. They don't care about destroying. And they're going to point the finger. They're going to go after and investigate government groups, U.S. anti-government groups, with a total new position. They say, in quote, to help combat them, the department has created a new council that will coordinate the investigation and prosecution of anti-government and hate groups. Now, who are these anti-government and hate groups? Number one, they're also equating the fact that if you're anti the US federal government, you must be a racist and bigot in some way, which is not true. They're saying if you dare not to be ruled over by this despicable bunch of power-hungry parasites who lie to you on every single day in the mainstream media telling you how they're destroying ISIS when they're not, if you are one of these people, like, you will be a topic of investigation and prosecution by the U.S. federal government. As we know, Chris Matthews with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been financed by major banks and also the U.S. government, said this on national air to their public audience.
Study by the Southern Poverty Law Center finds that the number of anti-government patriot groups has exploded over the last 4 years. According to the study, these groups typically believe that the federal government is conspiring to take Americans' guns away from them and destroy their liberties as it paves the way for a global one-world government. Well, these are groups like the Constitution Party, We Are Change.
Yep, you guessed it. We Are Change, anti-government hate groups. Of course, when I confronted Chris Matthews face to face, eye to eye, about this gross slander, this gross misrepresentation of our organization, the man ran away like a dog with its tail behind its legs. He was a little punk coward chicken that couldn't even defend his points or even tell me why he said this specifically about my organization. I asked him proof. He didn't have none. He ran away like a little coward. You need to watch this video because we're facing these propagandists one-on-one with the truth and they can't handle it and they run away. And now we are the topic of investigation and prosecution by the U.S. federal government. Because they see us as the enemy, because we're the ones exposing the very facts, the very information that disproves all of their lies and propaganda when it comes to fighting ISIS. They need to get rid of us in order to continue their gross, disgusting policy of overthrowing governments in the Middle East. And they cannot do that when they have people like me standing in their way, exposing things that is not on the corporate control grid matrix known as the mainstream media. And we've been feeling it. I recently was at a professional video shoot with a major company. They hired a police officer and a medic because we were testing and documenting the effects of less lethal munitions with a special ops member which had all the proper documentation and all the proper licensing to test out all these devices. I posted a Snapchat of myself with these less lethal munitions. And within an hour, the FBI was there to question the officer on site to make sure everything was legitimate. They are investigating. They are watching me. They are looking for any mistake that I could ever make in order to get rid of me. Because if they do, they'll be able to continue their lies. But the truth is the truth. And I will never stop speaking it. Because I know that we have a critically important choice to make right now. Back down. Be afraid. Let that intimidation, let that fear get to you, or stand up for what's right and make a valiant effort to exposing everything peacefully, nonviolently, with the truth. We're at a very critically important time right now. We're not going to stop. 5 videos a week. Don't forget to subscribe. We're facing a lot of opposition. We have an uphill battle. Your support, you sharing this video, you watching this video, you donating every month means we could be prepared, means we could be safer, means we could expand our operations, means we could stand up against these lying, maniacal, evil, insane human beings who are funding atrocities in the Middle East, torture, murder, rape for their geopolitical goals. They want to stop us now. Show them that they can't stop us.